no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it. Enjoy life's important moments.
Life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Program will be recorded.
You are hearing Delilah
on WLTW,
New York's Light FM.
Roy, how are you?
I am on top of the world. I'm waiting for a beautiful lady to arrive next week.
Now, tell me about this beautiful lady. This is sort of a long-distance love affair.
Oh, I don't know how I got so fortunate. That's all I can think about is this fabulous lady that came back into my life.
Okay, now tell us how you met this lady. You've known each other for a long time.
Over 46 years was the last time that we saw each other. I found her on email through these classmate.com, and her name was in there, and I contacted her hoping to get in touch with other people that we had gone to school with, and it's been a roller coaster ever since I saw her at her front door.
And you also said in your letter that
Yes. She
was single for many years.
She has been single for 13 years and had no intention of ever finding anybody, and the same went with me. I only wanted to see her and see what had gone on in her past and if she was interested in mine or not. And I know when we met at her door that there was really something special. We didn't know what it was, and now we know.
And the spark started to fly.
You don't figure in at this late time in life, you know, that you could be blessed like this. And she's a well-kept woman. She's very classy. Maybe a cut above me, but I think she can teach me something. And we have everything going for us. I'm just flat out professing love for this lady that I've never felt before in my life.
Love a woman to understand her. You gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really love a woman. When you love a woman, tell her that she's really wanted. When you love a woman, tell her that she's.
Request, dedications, stories about love, stories about families and friends, stories about growing old together and going through stuff together. Last night I talked to Jen. Jen and Pat have been together for 16 years. and they are facing some huge, huge issues right now. Some mountains they're going to climb. They're going to climb them together. If you are climbing a rough mountain, if you are in a really tough situation with somebody you love, maybe financially, maybe with health issues, I don't know, I am here to encourage you to just keep putting one foot in front of the other. Just one foot in front of the other. Thank you for letting me be a part of your journey. You're listening to Delilah. Hi, this is Delilah on New York's 106.7 Light FM. Who's on the phone lines with me tonight?
Hi, Delilah. My name is Ann. How are you?
Ann, I'm good. What can I do for you?
I'm always listening to your show, and I'm calling tonight because me and my fiance have been going through some hard times lately, and I wanted to find, like, he just recently lost his uncle. It's been hard for him to find a job, and, you know, he cheated, and I still stick with him, and I cheated on him once, and he's sticking with me, and I just want him to know that I love him, and I'll always be there for him.
Wow, you guys have been through the ringer.
Yeah, these past couple of months have been, like, a real struggle, because he was going to school, and
his uncle got sick, which it was like a father to him. He raised him, and he came home. He dropped out of school to come home to be with his uncle and help take care of him. And he just passed away less than a month ago. And he came and told me he cheated on me while he was away.
So there's a lot of talking, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of working through stuff you guys have got to go through.
Yeah.
And a lot of mourning and loss and all the other pain.
Yes.
And you think you're going to make it. You're going to stick it out. You're willing to pay the price.
Yep.
Good for you.
And I was just hoping you could play a song to let him know that I'm here and I will always be here and I love him to death.
I will play a song, and I pray that you guys are able to get past the hurt and the pain and the anger and work through everything. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you.
Another great listener moment with Delilah. Next on Light FM. After the commercials, it's Delilah doing her Delilah thing.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes, cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. In too deep. Oh, it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's fire burning in my bones. I still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
What can I do for you, Jeff?
Well, if possible, I'd like you to play a song for my wife.
That's very possible. Tell me about your wife and what you want to hear.
My wife's name is Emily, and we met about 6 years ago. And when I met her, I was probably at the lowest point in my life I'd ever been. I'd been dismissed from college for academic reasons. I had lost my job. Just nothing was going right, and just through a friend of mine, actually, I met Emily, my wife, and my life just started to do a complete 180, to the point that 2 weeks ago, I finally finished my master's degree. We got married a year ago. We just closed on our very first house, which I'm currently painting in my wife's direction. But she's just been incredibly wonderful and so supportive through the last 6 years that I really couldn't have asked for more. No lottery, no nothing. She's just incredible.
And she was, it sounds like, your lucky penny.
Yes, without a doubt.
What song do you want to hear tonight, Jeff? Did you have one in your heart? You want me to pick one?
I trust your judgment. I'd like you to play something because you just have so much experience just finding the right song for all your callers. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Well, I promise you I won't fail you. I'll find a great one to let Emily know how happy you are that you share the tough times, but now the good times with each other.
Yes.
Have a good night.
You too, Delilah.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
I will never find another lover sweeter than you, sweeter than you. And I will never find another lover more precious than you, more precious than you. The girl you close to me, you're like my mother. Close to me, you're like my father. Close to me, you're like my sister. Close to me, you're like my brother. And you are the only one, you're my everything. And for you, the song I sing. You're all I'm thinking of.
I praise the Lord above
for sending me love. I cherish every hug. I really love you.
Inside.
New York's 106.7 Light FM. Hi, I'm Delilah with The Light at Night. Have you tried out the Talk Back feature yet? It's yet one more way for you to communicate with us here in the studio every night. If you're listening to Light FM via the iHeartRadio app right now, you can send us a voice message right here in the studio, just like this listener did tonight. Thank you for being a part of The Light at Night. Who is talking back to us tonight?
Hi, Delilah. It's Angelina. I was wondering if you can play a song. I want to dedicate it to my best friend, and I love him so much, and I've been listening to you for a while, and I love all the stories that you listen to and everything, so thank you.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the night with me and for using the Talk Back feature on iHeartRadio. We'll be back, New York City. You're listening to Delilah.
Clock strikes upon the your love songs.
Every night.
With Delilah on 106.7 Light FM.
The Delilah Show. Who is this?
Carolyn.
Hi, Carolyn. What can I do for you?
Can you please play a song for me? I am missing someone very terribly tonight. We were together for 3 years, and work and circumstances split us apart, and I'd like to think that we could get back together.
So you were together dating, or was it a little more serious?
We were dating, and we were working together, and I got laid off, and he is still working there, and because he works so many hours, we barely see each other, and I don't want to lose him.
So when was the last time you spent any quality time together?
We did 2 nights ago.
And?
And it was very wonderful.
And has he called you or texted you since?
Yes, he has, but it's so sporadic. And we just need to spend more time together and just kind of take some time aside.
So is he wanting to make you a priority in his life, or is he wanting to keep the crazy job schedule a priority?
He wants to keep the crazy job schedule and keep me too. And it's just, it's not, you can't have both.
No.
And I want to show him that love is important.
But you can show that by your actions and by the way you treat him, but you can't ever convince somebody to make you a priority. If you have to convince someone to make you a priority, you need to get away from that someone. Because when somebody loves you, they don't need to be talked into making you a priority.
True.
I tell young girls who call me and, you know, their boyfriends don't text or don't return their calls or would rather go out partying with their friends. I said, honey, don't ever make someone a priority in your life when to them you are simply an option.
Very good advice. And I just want to say I adore listening to your program at night. I never thought I would get through to be able to talk to you. So thank you so much. If we could just have a song that just, I don't know, I miss him so very much.
I hear that in your voice.
We love each other a lot, but I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm glad that, that's the case. And if he totally loves you a lot and wants to make you a top priority, then you guys will do great. If that's not the case, then you need to recognize that you can love somebody but not be involved with them.
And that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. It's a really hard thing to do. But you will learn as you mature and get older that it is far better to be alone than to be with someone and be lonely. Do you understand?
I do. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. Reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were scared of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie. It was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you left. Just like a song.
When we were young, when we were young, when we were young, when we were young.
It's hard to admit that everything just takes me back to when you were there, to when you were there. Just like a movie. It was just like a song.
was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we're young. Just like a song when we were young. Delilah.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be if you can't be right. You can't be right, yeah. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I told you I'd change, even when I knew I never could. I know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay, need you to stay. When I'm away from you, I miss your touch. You're the reason I believe in love.
Jose, welcome to the Delilah Show. Who are you thinking of tonight?
My wife, Veronica.
And what do you want to tell me about your bride?
Well, 6 years ago, we met through a newspaper ad. And about 6 months after that, we married. And to this day, I'm just happy, and we're both happy. And to this day, we have this, my son, you know, just great kid. He's 2.5 years old, going on 3. And I just want to know, everybody know that things can't happen, you know. By just answering the newspaper ad, and we're both happy.
So some of us read the newspaper to find out what's going on in world news. Some people read the newspaper to find out where you can get the best buy on shoes. You read the newspaper to find a bride.
I did. I joined the military right after that too, and she's been, you know, with me through, you know, through everything, and I really do appreciate her being there. Not only she is my wife, she's my best friend and all. And I just love her for everything she's done for me.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between.
Being a part of my show tonight, I hope that the music and the stories touched your heart and lifted your spirits. I will be back tomorrow night to help ring in the weekend. Don't forget, tomorrow night is Friday night girls get-togethers. Ladies, come gather around the radio with your best friends. Have a great Friday, and do me a favor, take some time out of your Friday schedule to slow down and love someone. Good night. You're listening to Delilah.
Hey there, it's Michael Lewis, author of Going Infinite, The Big Short, Moneyball, and Liar's Poker. On the latest season of my podcast, Against the Rules, I'm exploring what it means to be a sports fan in America and what the rise of sports betting is doing to our teams, our states, and ourselves. I'm heading to Las Vegas and New Jersey and beyond to understand America's newest form of legalized gambling. Listen to Against the Rules on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app, search Against the Rules, and start listening.
I guess you didn't care. than ever been. Till you put me down, oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now, flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies, he'll never see you cry. Doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. And I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see. He was long gone when he met me.
TW New York. All your favorite music.
Just turn it up.
106.7 Light FM.